With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds of first responders involved in a massive search and rescue operation on the Potomac River following last night's collision of an American Airlines passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C.
The Federal Aviation Administration said the mid-air collision occurred around 9 p.m. Eastern Time when the regional jet had departed from Wichita, Kansas, and it crashed with a military Black Hawk helicopter while it was on approach to the airport.
Correspondent Jeannie Ohm says there were 64 people on board the American Eagle jet, 3 soldiers on the helicopter. It was on a training mission. D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly says the search has been challenging, to say the least.
It's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river.
Number of bodies have reportedly been recovered, along with one of the plane's black boxes. Reagan National is closed at least until 11 Eastern this morning. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House fine-tuning its order, halting billions in federal grants and loans.
On Monday night, the administration announced a federal spending freeze, which caused confusion and concern among lawmakers, nonprofits, and others. Then on Tuesday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the freeze. Now, the White House says the original memo is rescinded, but says the president's executive orders on federal funding remain in full force and effect.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Red Cross now confirming the release of 7 more hostages who had been held by Hamas. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee convenes a confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 191 points higher. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on anyone under the age of 19. The order is the latest effort by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set in place by the Biden administration that critics say promote transgenderism and harm youngsters. The president has already directed the Pentagon to conduct a review that is likely to lead to transgender people being barred from military service. This is SRN News. The Navajo Nation has reached a settlement with a mining company.
And that clears the way for transportation of uranium ore across the largest Native American reservation in the U.S. Now, the agreement settles a dispute over trucking ore from one mining operation just south of the Grand Canyon to a site in Utah. Project has drawn criticism from tribes in the region. Energy Fuels Incorporated agreed to halt shipments after Navajo authorities threatened to stop the trucks from traveling on tribal highways. Jason Walker reporting.
The European economy stagnated late last year as its former growth engine, Germany, finished a second straight year of shrinking output. The European Union's statistics agency Eurostat says gross domestic product was flat, with a zero increase in the last quarter of the year in the 20-nation Eurozone. More details at SRNNews.com.